We'll call this meeting to order at 6:30 on 6/7/17. We're going to set a going too fast here. Can I get a approval for the minutes?
Make a motion to approve the minutes. Second, June 19th meeting.
Fifth.
12th. All in favor of the minutes as is?
Yep.
Aye.
281, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 5, comprehensive campaign finance reform.
Do we have any financials and stuff with this?
I was hoping we'd take no action on it.
Yeah, me too. I didn't really get a chance to study it.
Well, we need to know the numbers on...
Well, the maximum... I'm not advocating for it, I'm just saying, but the maximum, I believe, is $150,000, right? That's what they actually, have a piece in here on that, that's the maximum amount.
It will not exceed $150,000. It starts at this year's $50,000.
And
then you also have the way the commission is established. The minority leader will appoint somebody for a year. The majority leader will appoint somebody for 2 years. The executive will appoint somebody for 3 years, and at the end of each term, it becomes a 3-year term. And then you got the.
What do you mean you're not advocating for it? You're on it.
No, he's not.
I'm advocating.
No.
Pete's on it.
Peter Lord.
And then you got the limits.
Peter Lord, legislator Eppner. Oh, Eppner. Okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking actor. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me.
Who's
in my mind?
What are you? Gary Bischoff now?
Who's in my mind?
Only Gary used to call me.
I'd like to make a motion.
But I understand you want to take and put this off.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm not supporting it now.
All in favor?
I mean, what I would like to do is, we've got, my father's got one in. Why don't you sit down and come up with one, the best of both of them? I mean, to me, it's kind of ridiculous. We've been working one for 2 years, and you guys just put one in and never. I would say, okay, we've got a blueprint for one. Let's now incorporate the best of both ideas and work together. That's what I would do before I would just throw another one in.
And I'm not looking to.
That would be my suggestion.
As soon as he finishes. I mean, look, my personal opinion is it also. Look, for me, it doesn't go far enough. I mean, when you look at it's only $1,000 per district for every legislator, and it actually reduces down the maximum contribution from 1,000 to 500, right? So busy effectively cutting in half the amount you can take in. That's fine. That's okay. But for the countywide races, it goes from 5,800 to 5,000. So meaning you're only taking away 800 for the countywide. So if you're going to basically cut us in half, cut them in half.
Okay.
No, well, but then let's do some real, and to be very blunt about it, you know, $1,000, if the maximum that you're going to get back as a legislator is $1,000, you're not really actually taking money out of the system. The only thing you're basically doing is almost de facto giving them a weird bump of $1,000. You know, I mean, to be very blunt about it, if you want to actually take money out of politics, you want that number to be more like 5,000.
Well, you maybe even that.
If you're trying to take money out of politics. No, I'm saying if you're trying to take money out of politics, you got to make that more like 5,000 as a budget.
5,000 for a legislator.
If you're in a competitive, but if you're in a real competitive race,
or something, maybe 3,000.
It's like 5,000.
All right. Never mind. It doesn't matter. There's a maximum amount of money you can get. I think it's $22,000. $1,000. But that's because there's 23 legislators.
I get it.
All right. So what's the committee's pleasure?
One sheriff and one.
I made a motion, but no one heard me. I'd like to postpone.
Or we always ignore you, Carl.
Well, I give you the opportunity to speak without
be nice to
over talking.
I'll second that.
All in favor of postponement?
I'm fine with it.
Post.
I was waiting for
that. Let Pete be opposed. Someone let Pete be opposed.
Well, the only problem I have with this, as you know, we met when we were talking with John, and we were running over things with Tracy and a few other people, and the county executive came in, and we spoke, and we had a nice conversation. He talked about some of the things, and then he ends up putting this in. And that's a little problematic for me. I mean, all you have to do is just call me up, and I mean, I said to him, well, let's talk about it. We'll sit down. I'd like to discuss it, what your ideas are. Because he said he had some ideas, and I said, I like the ideas. They sound good. Let's discuss it. And what he do, he puts it in.
Well, now we're discussing it.
Poor leadership.
Let's move on to 294. Adopt and propose local law number 417 to provide for the collection of village real property taxes.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Discussion?
I'm trying to see. The financial impact is 600.
No, there's no impact to us. Well, there is, but we don't know it.
Well, that's what I mean. There's got to be an estimate of some sort.
No, they've never given us an estimate. I think that's the problem.
Well, that is a
problem. Well, we recovered the cost, so. I mean, all we're doing is we're putting them up for we put them up for sale. We get the money when they sell.
Meeting saying, well, this won't work, but I got to hire people. How are we going to hire them? And then you never get them.
Well, we get the money when we sell the properties.
Sure.
That's the whole point of it. In other words, so we're taking over the, we're taking it over. We have the ability to do that.
My only issue with it is that we're not in charge of any of the budgets. It's simply, adequate towns and villages, whatever. We make these municipalities whole, but we're not in charge of their budgets. And they can spend whatever they want, and we're still going to make them whole.
Just like the towns, we have no say on their budgets.
I'm not disagreeing. That's what I'm saying. And believe me, I have the same issue there, too.
Well, the state gives us money and the federal government gives us money, but they don't have a say.
But they don't make us whole.
But every one of the towns are responsible to the public.
The money.
Yeah.
So every one of those towns are responsible to the public. I mean, that's the, you have to vote on, they have to vote on their representatives, and in the case of the school districts, you have a vote directly on the budget. Each constituent does. So,
go ahead.
Then they do it. I can't pronounce it. A budget.
Fiduciary
responsibility. What's
it called?
Appropriation.
Peacock. I'll remember when I leave, but it's type of budget. Austerity. And then all of a sudden, where they live on an austerity budget, then bring it back and pass it anyway.
Let the record show it's an austerity budget.
Let the record know Pete knows now how to pronounce it.
No,
go ahead. Thanks. Hey, I just want to say I'm in support of this, and I think, we all know the village of Ellenville is a high needs, probably the highest needs community that we have in the county. The village taxpayers pay school taxes, town taxes, village taxes, but they're not getting the same services that everybody else in the county who pays town taxes get. And they're not getting the service. If you look at the numbers, in 2012, $93,000 was unpaid. In 2013, $106,000. Last year, it was $250,000 in unpaid delinquent taxes. And what's happening is there's landlords and homeowners that know that they can pay their school and town and county and get away without paying their village. And the village has lost the Neveley, they've lost Schrade, they've lost Channel Masters, they've lost VAW. They're struggling, and they are never going to get out of a hole until we can hold the taxpayers in that village accountable to pay their taxes. Now, this past money is probably not going to be able to be recouped, but moving forward, I think, we've spoken to the executive's office, and Legislator Berkey heard me say it before. They've sat here and said, well, we need three new staff members, and then they say we need two new staff members. They've never put on paper the duties and responsibilities and how much time they're devoting to the tax sales. They've never done that. So we don't know if they have to hire anybody or there'd be any extra work to do.
How many towns do we have? How many towns do we
20.
Have? 20. 20, okay. So we're having 20 towns.
I just want to say one other thing. There's a chance the village is going to, a chance. It's been discussion. It's going to be dissolved. If it's dissolved, then the county's going to be doing this anyway. They're going to be taking
I'm just asking. My question is, why aren't they here asking us for support?
Well, they did.
The village,
They have.
They've all
come in here and written letters. They're 100% support of it. At the village of Ellenville, New Paltz is not an issue.
No.
It's not an issue. in New Paltz.
All right, Dave.
Well, the thing is with New Paltz is that the opportunity that, you know, because of the college and because of certain money that's going into the New Paltz area, it makes it much easier for them to go after. But I know it's not the issue is correct. But the point is what Rich is saying is correct. And the idea is that the idea that they said they were only need three new people is poppycock, as some people might say. I never used that term before. It sounds nice. I like it. Maybe use it again. Who knows? Because if you think about it, there's 20 towns that were and. What is it, 12 school districts?
11, I think it
was. 11 or 12, I'm not sure. And you're talking a large district, you're talking a bit, you know, and as a result, so now that's 32 right there, and now you're going to add three small villages to it, and you're going to have three more people? Come on, give me a break. So I don't believe in that analogy, and in fact, they have not said it again since then, and they haven't sent any proof about it. So my take on it is I agree with Rich. I think it's about time that we do this and deal with it and move forward. And like also like Rich said, if they do move forward and dissolve that village, this would be probably would actually benefit that by the end because they'll already be taking over that part of the
And if the county collects the money, they can take out monies to pay for the costs. So if they get... It's $250,000 this year, and they can get $125,000 back. If they need to keep $30,000 or $40,000 or whatever to do the service, who cares? Who cares? At least the village is getting something out of it.
John, you got something to add?
I hope
sorry,
so.
Sorry, Craig. I didn't mean to have my back.
No. On the how much of a burden this is going to put on some other county department. If my little graphic would work here. If you have a particular piece of property, they're stressed. The county pays the school taxes, makes them whole. The county makes them whole on the town taxes. The county makes them whole on the county taxes. They're already doing all the work. If this
right.
should win or pass
That's
or whatever word you want to use, the county now would be doing the same title right. search, the same survey, the same lawyers, the same accountants for the village taxes.
With one more copy.
I hadn't thought of that word, Dave. Yes, one more copy.
Basically, one
so
more copy.
So that's
Craig, you want to add something?
Well, you know, I have kind of mixed feelings about this, only because, you know, I don't like to be in the business as a county of bailing out local governments because they don't have the ability. I know it's a little more complicated, but you know I also think it's about fairness. You know, much like Rich and John are saying, is that you know we've been making the towns and the school districts whole, and you know I think it would be unfair to not also include the village. So like it's either get rid of it altogether or be fair and then be able to make the village whole as well. So. And it's for that reason that I'll support this thing.
I think we're done.
I'm
going to call a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm not sure where I'm going. Right now I'll vote yes, but I'm not sure where I'm going.
Thank you. I like that. Legislator Roberts is asserting himself here. Get these votes up quick.
It's supposed to be the quickest meeting ever.
All right, I'll keep my mouth shut.
There you go.
Resolution 299, setting a public hearing on proposal.
I'll move it, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir.
Second.
I got to go. Okay, guys.
Hey, give you a buzz, right?
Yep.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Wait your turn. Well, we got this from Burke through Amber that as of December 1st,
yes.
2017, we're going to lose $393,000 because they're not allowing us to have our own portion of the surcharge. So I think that by imposing our own, I see the letter from the Department of Taxation and Finance on exactly how we have to do that. We have to do that by local law. So I am totally for this, even though that money will be coming out of every cell phone user's pocket. But I'm definitely in favor of it.
Now, what is the amount? And I'm a little confused about this one.
The amount of the current county revenue from the wireless surcharge before it got repealed. In 2017 budget, they budgeted $393,000 in revenue.
All right, so they repealed it. And now you want to put it back on?
Well, no, in the backup here, there's a letter from the Department of Taxation and Finance stating how counties can impose their own surcharge, but they have to do it by local law.
So, effective December 1st, 2017.
All right, so what they did was so they repealed the one surcharge. The
yes,
state
Article
did.
6 of the county law.
So it's repealed. So now what you want to do is collect it again. So what you want to do is they finally repealed the tax, and you said that's not good enough. Let's add that tax back. Is that what you're telling me?
I think that's the plan.
Also, on top of that, I believe by us passing this, this actually allows us to collect on like the state, because the state's going to do this, and therefore right. We all know how preemption works. So that's what I think this ends up being about.
I mean, if you just look at the title of it, a local law repealing the wireless communication surcharge authorized by Article 6 of the county law of the state of New York and imposing the wireless communication surcharges pursuant to the authority of sales tax law, Section 186G. So I'm taking your piece of the pie and putting it over there, and we're grabbing the other piece and putting it back. That's basically.
But the other piece of it, though, I think, is also those who are not on contract services and that kind of stuff, I think, are also going to basically get hit.
Prepaid?
With this.
You mean prepaid?
Prepaid.
Yeah.
Prepaid or burners.
The state's going to get eventually.
She's not. Yeah. Still going to be doing caucus last night.
Any other comments?
No, according to this, it says right here. And as of December 1st, they are doing away with that tax by the state. Apparently, for one reason or another, maybe they got a lot of grief over it. I don't know. But it did say by them doing that, they passed something in Chapter 29 of the law. Therefore, as of December 1st, 2000, if your county or city currently imposes a wireless surcharge under the authority of Article 6 of the county law, well, they will no longer have the authority to do it. So what you were doing is, I see what you're saying, They appealed it. They're saying that this particular law is no longer valid.
But if
you want to go, you want to do a new one, then you can do a new one.
If you look at the back on page of there, the page is the deepest. You go look at the model enactment number 2. It begins to actually, so like under the instructions, it actually begins to actually just kind of tell you what it is that you need to do in order to actually
continue. I understand that, but what,
so
I don't know the difference in the numbers. In other words, how much did Joe's cell phone user pay in this particular tax last year? And how much will Joe's cell phone user use this year? In other words, is it an increase or is it going to be basically the same amount?
I think it's the same amount. In paragraph 3. It's basically, localities are now authorized to adopt a local law, ordinance, or resolution imposing the Section 186G. And then it says, effective December 1st, if it wants surcharge collections to continue without interruption. So I think the state is taking its own authority away and giving the authority to the counties.
And I think the state collected the money before and then they gave it back to us.
Yeah, it was a bizarre, weird system that they set up. And I think that that's part of actually what this is about, as opposed to playing the game of them sending it back and forth. We just take our, I think we're going to end up each just taking our
own chunk. I don't know, I think we probably still have to give that money to the state, because the wireless companies are going to have to shell out the money. They're going to collect it from their subscribers and they're probably still going to give it to the state, and the state's going to give it to us.
You know, it seems like the six or seven of us are trying to figure out this law as we're reading it here. We have until September 2nd. Why don't we postpone it a month until we get somebody
in here
that
knows what,
knows what they're talking about.
I don't know if that's, I mean, let me just say.
Can we maybe pass it and then decide tomorrow if we want to postpone it, just in case time is.
Because here's one of the problems. I want to make sure, remember, we're setting a public hearing, right? So, meaning, are we now going to be running up against a certain time frame simply by us? Remember, this is saying a public hearing for next month.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So, meaning.
You said the public hearing for the following month.
No, but it may have to be passed by.
I said that's what I'm trying to say. Because remember, just because the effective date is December, I think that you may actually be under the gun on this.
So we'll vote to have the public hearing, but I'm going to insist that we.
I mean, it's a public hearing, so I'm not going to really get too worked up over it.
Application by tomorrow anyway. Right?
Yeah.
We could by next month.
Yeah, I'm okay setting up a public hearing, Mr. Chairman.
Fair enough. All in favor of a public hearing? They set a new tax.
Aye.
A new tax.
Opposed.
Aye. And then we get to this point. I'm going to change my mind.
I'm in on it,
too. We can be a no. I don't care. All right, I'm a yes.
You're a yes. Stay yes.
I'll be a no after the public hearing.
There you go. That's fine.
It's just, I'm going to change my vote again.
That was a yes. There you go, Craig.
Succumb
to the pressure.
I checked yes, right. And I meant to check no.
You checked? Oh, Dave voted yes. Dave voted yes. Sorry, Mr. Chairman. 316, please.
What are you?
I'm a 316.
Hey, don't you guys actually read what you're checking on?
Apparently not.
Apparently not, since I have the wireless contract.
Now he's a no. Wait, what was he no on?
I'm going to move this one for Kenny Hassett. Ken is a great guy. I'd like to be a co-sponsor if I could to support
him. That's Resolution 316, appointing Kenny Hassett to the Board of Ethics.
I would like to see a resume, Mr. Chairman, as well as a birth certificate and a blood sample before I vote on this particular candidate.
Ways and Means tomorrow.
Oh, his application is in
515 Ways and Means?
Oh, this is not good enough.
There it is. Education.
He has not.
Holman.
He's a genius.
In college. New York State Fire Bureau.
What's that? Yes, you can put me down as a second. Yes, I second Rich's motion. And I would actually like us all to be added as co-sponsors, Mr. Chair, if that's okay with you.
Yes, I would like to be a co-sponsor.
Yeah, that Jane.
The whole committee.
Yeah, whole committee.
Yeah,
all.
You know, drinking partner.
Where's Kenny at?
He's wearing your socks, and that's the more disturbing thing, I think, at this end of the day. Or you know, you wore his.
I wore his.
Yeah,
clean
hygiene
or
is an issue. No, literally at the end of the parade. That's how bad it was.
He gave me at the parade.
And you put him on right there. Disturbing thing to this day that I've ever seen in my entire life.
I didn't have green socks.
He literally, took the socks off of his own feet and put them on Donaldson. That is deeply disturbing to me. How can he be ethical if he's not hygienic?
He's the one that with the clean socks.
Are you annoying the wireless?
I was the guy with the dirty socks.
Are you annoying the wireless?
All right.
How many yeses do we have?
I think, Mr. Chairman, I think we all support Mr. Hassett.
No, I got two no's right now. If we vote this down, it's going to die in committee.
The rest of them are yeses.
It's a tax. You want to vote for a tax, go on record, run it for supervisor? Feel free.
I'm in favor of continuing the revenue stream.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to focus on 316, Mr. Chairman. I think I'd like to focus on 316 if we could.
I'm in favor of continuing the revenue stream.
That's right. I think Mr. Belfiglio did make the right choice here. However, I believe that Mr. Chairman has been moved and seconded. I have to call the question on it.
We're still getting back to Kenny Hassett.
I think
all in favor of Kenny.
Aye.
We already sent it down that way. It's a mess.
It's right here. It's already a mess.
Yeah, it's right there.
There's yeses and noes. Everybody was confused on Kenny.
Yes.
Don't worry, I'll let him know.
Thank you. Take a picture of that.
These people voted no on you.
You're right, Doug. It says that it has to get to the state at least 90 days before effective time.
I saw it in there. That's the only reason why.
No later than September 2nd.
I know, but you just don't want to mess around with the public hearing date, and then afterwards we can sort of figure out what we need to do afterwards. That's why I wanted to make the public hearing.
New and old.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to adjourn.
I got some new, if just briefly.
We can request a great waiver. November 1st.
Go through that.
Good. My new business is, as you know, down in Plattekill, we have the bridge closure and the detour, which separates a voting district, Jay. District 4 is on the wrong side of the closure. I'd like to, with the committee support, ask the BOE to look into alternative sites.
Are they mostly Republicans or Democrats?
Sorry. I haven't looked at my home district's numbers there. Mr.
Which election district is it?
District 4.
That's probably Democrat.
It's all about access. We got to make sure people can vote.
No. As long as District 2 is okay, that's all I
really They are fine.
Well, what's the detour?
It's you.
The bridge. How would they get there?
It is a bridge.
Yeah,
it's
you pretty much have
you
to
go
through.
County.
Yeah, you go through another county.
Down around.
Yeah, you're talking about an extra 20-minute ride.
Easily.
Through back roads.
10 or 12, 15 minutes each way.
Yeah,
15, 20 minutes.
And remember, with the increased traffic on those roads, now all of a sudden you just increase the length of the trip.
Right.
Yeah. Not by a lot, but by
something. No, definitely. It's not a fun ride either.
With that said, Jay, if you could send the BOE a letter for myself and if the committee would like to sign in on it, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, I think I'll sign with you.
I'll sign on.
Very good.
Thank you all. Now I'll accept Hector's motion to adjourn.
Second.
There you go.
Aye.
Thank you. Hey, does anybody...